disciplines and refines. August 20. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth, therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. Trials and obstacles are the Lord's chosen methods of discipline and His appointed conditions of success. He sees that some have powers and susceptibilities which, rightly directed, might be used in the advancement of His work. In His providence He brings these persons into different positions and varied circumstances that they may discover in their character the defects which have been concealed from their own knowledge. He gives them opportunity to correct these defects and to fit themselves for His service. The fact that we are called upon to endure a trial shows that the Lord Jesus sees in us something precious which He desires to develop. If He saw in us nothing whereby He might glorify His name, He would not spend time in refining us. He does not cast worthless stones into His furnace. It is valuable ore that He refines. The blacksmith puts the iron and steel into the fire that he may know what manner of metal they are. The Lord allows His chosen ones to be placed in the furnace of affliction to prove what temper they are of and whether they can be fashioned for His work. It may seem that we are to study our own hearts, and square our own actions by some standard of our own, but this is not the case. This would but work deform instead of reform. The work must begin in the heart, and then the spirit, the words, the expression of the countenance, and the actions of the life, will make manifest that a change has taken place. In knowing Christ through the grace that He has shed forth abundantly, we become changed. In humility we shall correct every fault and defect of character, because Christ is abiding in the heart, we shall be fitted up for the heavenly family above. The Christian is not to retain his sinful habits and cherish his defects of character. Whatever may be the nature of your defects, the Spirit of the Lord will enable you to discern them, and grace will be given you whereby they may be overcome.